This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Top to Curry. Quick release and splash! There it is! The best shooter the game has ever seen has cemented his legacy. No one has made more threes than Stephen Curry. And when you consider he has many more years in his career, he might be setting a record that may never be broken.
95-7 the game with the call. Steph Curry with the milestone last night at Madison Square Garden, the all-time three-point leader, and probably will remain that for a very long time, as his career certainly still has a ways to go, and the number will continue to climb as it did in that game. We roll into hour number two. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. And Bart, Michelle, who listens to our show religiously, tweets at us a lot during the show, and we appreciate her for that. She reminds us that yesterday you said that Steph Curry would hit that second, the record-clinching three at 8:32 of the first quarter. You missed that like by a minute and change. Like he was, yeah. Bart Shadamas showed up early.
I didn't have it. I had it Western time, not Eastern Standard.
It doesn't change when it's a minute, but okay, we'll go with that. But we had a caller going into the break in the previous hour, and he was John, and John said that Steph Curry's record is not that impressive because the 3-point shot has only become a thing recently, and even they showed it last night on the broadcast when they said that teams, like when he came into the league, that teams weren't shooting threes at a high rate.
Well, I remember
but now they're 35, 38. Some teams are shooting over 40 threes a game. So in his career span, the 3-point shot has become a bigger shot in the game. So him having the record is sort of like, well, somebody was going to break it because of the volume. Is there something to be said about that? Like, are we making too much of this?
Just because they weren't shooting them. He's making them. Shooting them and making them is two different things. I understand the philosophy. Now we look at
shooting
I think Brooke Lopez is the war chest, right? The fact that he's a guy that's played. I don't know. I just made it up. He played in the what? See, listen, the other people out there didn't know I said it wrong.
Well, why'd you say
you looked at me?
But nobody looked at me. What do you mean Brooke Lopez, though?
Well, because he was the guy that shows the evolution of the game. Because he was a guy that was a dominant big man. And he showed out that now even centers. So I think that's a bigger indication that, man, that the whole game has changed.
Right.
And, you know,
fives can shoot threes is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay.
And, you know, I look at you know, all the Don Nelson teams, they shot threes. And they got multiple shots. They were about putting shots up. It wasn't about, you know, grinding it down. They got shots early in the shot
D'Antoni,
clock.
Yeah, D'Antoni, with the Suns, 7 seconds or less, they also put an emphasis on the 3-point
right.
shot, which people back then said, this is not sustainable.
Yeah, and now the nerds have come.
And now it's turned into, of course, the biggest shot. There it is right now on ESPN Plus, by the way, 09-10, his first season for Steph Curry. The 3-point field goals attempted per game was at 18.1 for a team.
Yeah.
He's taken 18 in a game himself.
Yeah.
Right? Like, think about it. So it's gone up incrementally to over 20 in 2014 to over 30 in 2019. And this year we're at 35.4 per game. And that is the highest average of all time, but it's also the average in the league. Yeah. It doesn't necessarily mean that's the most people take. Yeah. It's just the team league average.
You know what's crazy? The reason why in 2013 it was at 18 is because of the Knicks.
What? Not everything comes back to them.
They shot more twos. Remember that year? They shot more twos.
Why do you remind me
than
of these
any
things?
Team in the history. Yeah. They were like the AC Green of 3-point shooting. They were the last dude with the Jerry curl. They were the last team to get the memo, start shooting.
So is this a milestone? Is it something that you think anybody else will pass? LeBron is trying to catch Kareem. Can he ever get there? That's a tough record to get to. We know, again, you know, Bond's home run record in a single season, in a career, you know, those obviously are records. Like, it depends on where the game's going. Cy Young, pitchers aren't used as much anymore, so how could you possibly get to that win total? Even just a 300-win pitcher anymore in your career because of how pitchers are used or how little they're used. You know, there's a lot of records that just because the games have changed, you just might not see them touched anymore. But we were wondering, like, if there's any other records that stand out to you as, like, man, this is one that's really significant. And let's see. Let's go to Dustin on this. Dustin, on the Dr. Pepper call-in line.
Yeah, so I'm going to start giving Bart some props on this one. He said Bonds is real good, and I agree. The second one that I'm going to disagree with, though, is Han. You said Cal Ripken's is, basically whatever. Man, you got to be good for a very long time and play a lot of games.
Yeah, I didn't mean it's whatever. What I mean is like it's more of a showing up thing than it is a performance thing.
Yeah, you just had to
be there. But he's right. No, what Dustin's saying is you still got to be good though to play every game.
Yeah.
I guess what I'm saying is that I don't think we're ever going to see it anymore where you're allowed to even play every game.
See, but you talk about the flaws in all records. I was in Baltimore at that time, and a lot of times they were just dressing Cal to keep the streak going. Right, and it was a lot of games where he didn't do much. He just showed up, DA, whatever. He was just there, and they did that, put him out there just to do it. It's not like he was actively playing, but I understand what people were saying. But me being there in Baltimore, I remember those times and what they were doing to keep to extend the streak.
Let's take Spike. Spike, how we doing?
Kyle Ripken, the perfect attendance award.
Spike.
Hey, how are you, boys?
Moving furniture around. You okay?
Yeah, everything's all right. I'm just still slow on a switch at this age.
Good.
Good to hear you. Bart, you eloquently stated what happened last night. And I don't like it happening in my building, but if there's a building for it to happen, it's the right building. I know you're all smiling. I was talking last night locally about the genetic, and I saw the moment, you guys are fathers, the moment he went at the end to see Dell, who might have been the top one, two, or three corner three-point shooters when in my prime, at your age, and it was beautiful to watch. I mean, and the youngsters also, the other brother, it's genetic. I'll argue all night with you on that. But I'm a little disappointed with my team, but I'm really frightened, boys, with this thing with COVID. It's down here where I am. It's rampant again. And when do they cut it off?
Well, that's first of all, be safe, Spike. I know you've been through a lot of things medically, so just be safe with it, and we wish you the best, especially in the holiday season. But, yeah, as we were talking about, again, as you're seeing a spike in positives in the NFL and the NBA, the NHL as well has gone through it, it's something that you're wondering what's going to happen and how our league's going to react. The first time around, it led to shutdowns of all sports. The indication we're getting is that's not going to happen here.
Right.
But you're seeing reports already of the NFL wanting to talk to the NFL Players Association about
protocols.
Hey, look, you're getting into a very important time of the season. We might need to tighten up some of these restrictions like we had last year just to make sure we have no issues. And you said earlier in the show, you as a former player, you have no problem with that.
Not at all.
You think that's the way it should go?
Yo, I'm looking at it as strategic advantage. Whatever we can gain an advantage on our opponent, if we can make sure that our guys have zero COVID cases because we're doing a certain protocol, making sure that we're not around each other, making sure that, at this point, the physical reps are not needed, but you can get them. The mental reps, you kind of understand the game plan. You've already made the corrections. You can get it done on the field. You don't have to meet in the same room. You can do it virtually, do however how you want to like they did before. Like, hey, no showers, here. You'll go home, take a shower, let guys out a little early because now you're at the part of the year where you're shortening practice and taking a couple of periods out anyway because right now it's more about the mental than it is about the physical. So I'm going to do that and say, hey, man, we can gain the advantage if we got all our players, all the healthy ones, because you're already losing players because of just injuries. Why not lose them for a non-injury like COVID? So say, hey, man, this is an advantage where we can maybe punch above our weight class and gain some games on some opponents that we traditionally wouldn't be able to beat.
Like maybe we're not a favorite to win the Super Bowl, but we might be the healthiest team.
Exactly.
If we stay healthy, we might be able to take advantage of some teams that won't be healthy.
Because we're disciplined.
Let's not like here's the thing. Let's not make COVID be the reason why we couldn't compete.
Right.
That I think that's
why everybody
something.
Else is self-disciplined. They're selfish. They're doing things for themselves, and they're spreading around. Guys, just imagine if Patrick Mahomes gets in protocol, and you got to play the Kansas City Chiefs, and you're in the playoffs. We've seen it happen with Chris Paul. But the good thing about basketball is you get more than one game. In football, it's win or go home.
Yeah, that's true. Boy, and again, and you look at
they ain't gonna move the game for nobody.
That's the other part of it is because of where we are in the schedule.
And ain't gonna feel
there's
sorry
really
either.
Not a lot of places
that TV
to move games. Yes, 888-SAY-ESPN 888-729-3776. Juice wants to talk about something other than Steph Curry. Juice.
Okay. I'm sorry. Do you want to hear my Steph Curry story, or you want to hear how Busta Rhymes almost got me arrested?
I want to hear about getting arrested. I don't even hear how, what the setup was, but let's hear you going to jail.
Okay. I'm in the car one day, and I'm in my work car doing something on the laptop, and I got the window half down, the radio up, and y'all guys is on the radio. So as I'm doing my work, two older ladies is getting their steps in, you know, trying to keep a little healthy. And as they walk by, Boss Pajamas goes, "Ooh!" And they both stopped and looked at me, and I happened to look up, and they looked at me, and I said, "Oh, Lord, I'm going to jail." But, please! Yeah, that.
Oh, look at the butt cheeks.
Now, mind you, one lady turned her head and said, like, "How dare you look?" And the other one kind of winked and smiled. Yeah, like, so, you know, I don't know how that went.
So that's a positive and a negative. That's we at base, you know, because I could have hooked you up. That one could have got you your sugar mama.
Who knew?
That might have been a motorcycle in the deal. I don't know.
Who knew? Bart Shadamas is the
I'm the Chuck Willery. I'm the Chuck Willery of predictions.
The ultimate wingman. That is.
Yes.
We needed that today.
Yes, Daddy.
We needed
yes,
that today.
Yes, it is. Indeed. That's all me back there.
Let's take Tim on the Dr. Trevor call online. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
What about Klay Thompson's 37 points in a quarter?
Ooh. Yeah.
As far as, like, untouchable records?
37 and a quarter?
Yeah.
Did Kobe get 37 and a quarter?
Oh, no. In a game.
Of course not.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, that's such a – one player can get red hot in a moment, yeah. and you just kind of never know. But the three-point shot was a huge reason for that, so it does exist. But, you know, those are things that you never know when those are going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, that's not something you're – like, milestones are a different thing. Like, you know it's a record. Is it attainable? Yeah. That's more of the spontaneous thing that could just you don't know when that's coming and it happens and it just it in that moment, like, especially how he was red hot.
Is Klay the most underappreciated Robin in all of sports? Like, I mean, he left off the 75 greatest of all team list. We know he's a Hall of Famer. We talk about the disrespect to Scotty and what he did for those championships for the Bulls. What about Klay? I think we just look at Klay like, man. I think we mentioned Draymond Green more than and how important Draymond is.
Yeah, they call Draymond the glue to all that stuff, right? I look at Klay to me is that.
Is he Catwoman?
I'd rather not do that. I'd rather say that Klay Thompson is really more of the catalyst to all of it. It makes it work, brings it to the elite level, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's such a significant piece to making it elite. That's what it was. The problem is that he's always hurt.
Boom! Ow! Bing bang!
Like, who is Klay, man? Like, Klay don't get no love. Like, he's been out the eye. He didn't get invited to the 75 All Great. He's really hurt about that.
But if they get one more ring, I mean, where does he? Like, you got to put his significance.
He's the most under.
And it's not like he's like this guy who just, oh, he just sits in the corner and knocks down threes. Like, he's a big-time scorer, and he can defend.
Yeah, he refused to let them lose when they were down.
Man.
But
right?
It's crazy. People think more about, I think the casuals think more about Kevin Durant with Steph than they think about Klay with Steph.
Kevin Durant with Steph?
Yes.
More than Klay
and
with Steph.
And Kevin Durant's like Michelle.
You know, Durant has more assists on Steph threes than Klay did? Which is hard to believe because you feel like Klay's been playing with Steph forever.
And it's crazy, right? It's like that era or Golden State is like Destiny's Child, right? And it's like Klay is like when they
somehow
signed
Michelle. It always comes back to Destiny's Child.
It's like when they signed like Michelle. Like, by Michelle, then it was like, nah, you too cute and kick her out the group. Like, who's the fine chick that they used to be with in Destiny's Child that Beyonce, she was cuter than Beyonce, so they kicked her out of the group? Like, oh, hell no. They were screaming, your name? Mm-mm. Daddy, she got to go.
Oh, man. All right.
LaToya Luckett. LaToya Luckett. LaToya Luckett, man. Kevin Durant is the LaToya Luckett of the Golden State Warriors. They had to get his ass out of there because he was better than Steph. Is he better than Steph? Is he having a better year than Steph? That's a great question.
You are all over the map today, baby. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
ADD.
Might be. We are Bart and Hahn coming to you live from Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. I do want you to react to some things that Aaron Rodgers said, though. Because, as you know, I mean, we are getting into the point of the NFL season where you start to now set up where you are positioned in the standings. Can you get that top seed, which is critical to get that bye, which a lot of teams will need? You want that rest. You want that home field advantage, all those things. And the Packers have been playing great, and he has been playing at an MVP level. So with that, the success of the Packers, the success of him, what he's been through, how they've changed as a franchise, give him what he wants, bring in the players he wanted to bring in, make him happier. So I know it's shocking, but he was on the Pat McAfee show. I know he never says anything when he goes on that show, but he actually said something kind of interesting this weekend. So let's hear a couple of cuts from Aaron Rodgers talking about his future with the Packers.
Body's pretty good. I mean, the toe, it was definitely hurting after the game Sunday, but it is what it is. It's not going to be a problem, I don't think. It's not going to stop me from playing. It's just pain management. But I'm going to play and probably not practice a whole lot unless there's significant improvement. It was great. The bye week, man, was amazing to be able to get that thing healed up for almost 2 weeks. But, you go out there and play and run around and try and do some things. It's just going to be painful after the game.
Yeah.
So there's the toe and how the toe feels, which you said just cut it off. Why didn't you cut yours off?
Mine's then what I did is I cut my shoe open and got a 13 shoe instead of a 12 and a half. And then because my toe didn't touch the ground, because the ligament pitched it up and the one underneath to hold the balance down, I put cushions underneath. I ever tell you like what Larry Fitzgerald told me? I almost wanted to punch him in his big old teeth. We sitting in there pregame and like nobody really knew that I had a fake front on my shoe because I couldn't put my shoe in. My foot couldn't fit inside of a cleat.
Right.
So what I did is I cut like the front part off and like I put like foam over the front part and then I spray painted it black to try and match my shoe. But if you were up close to me, you could see what it was.
Right.
And kind of just exchanging pleasantries with Larry Fitzgerald before the game. And he looked down. I was trying. And when you know when somebody looked down, you got
hide
like, so I tried to hide it. And he's like, man, what the hell? What's wrong with your foot? Like, man, what you talking about? Man, nothing, man. I got a lot going on there. He said, man, you like Ronald McDonald. And that's exactly what this shoe looked like. The shoe had a big bubble.
The big clown shoe?
Clown shoe.
Clown shoe.
Yeah, I was like, Larry, man, you better not tell nobody because somebody stepped on my shoe.
Yep.
It was like, I'm going to get you, sucker. Maybe I should put a picture of what my toe looked like during the surgery.
That'd be great. I'm sure everybody would love to see that. Like I said, why didn't you just cut it off? Meanwhile, Aaron Rodgers. Now, that last one was about the toe and where he's at with that. But this one is the more interesting take because it's the question about you should be happy with Green Bay now, right? You're loved there. You have a legacy there. The team is still very competitive. You're an MVP candidate. Everything must be great. So you must be ready to stay in Green Bay forever. And his answer, surprisingly, or maybe not so much, reveals nothing.
That's been a good year of conversation between Brian and myself. I feel like I've been involved in a lot of conversations about certain individuals on the squad and also on other squads. But we've had a lot of guys who I think were kind of outcast guys. So I think that sets an attitude in the squad of guys who are able to set aside their ego and have some sort of chip on their shoulder and have some appreciation for coming together, being a part of chemistry in the locker room. It's a good feeling coming to work every day.
So you love being a Green Bay Packer right now, yeah?
I love playing ball, man.
Oh, he's loving ball.
Oh.
Loving ball. This guy loving ball. I love that.
Phrasing?
Really? Is that what we're going to end that with?
Yeah, he's going to go with that.
I need that as a drop, boys. That last part, for sure, I need that as a drop. But what do you make of that, though, Bart? When asked, loving life,
leaving his
the Packers, and him saying, no, I'm just loving playing football.
Leaving his options open. Meh.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Why would you leave?
Because he wants his options open. Because he wants to leave them on the hook. Because you don't want to let them get comfortable as an organization. They win a championship, you might want to ride out into the sunset. Like, hey, I did what I was here to do.
No, the other day he said, if I could play at a high level, I'll continue to play, and I'm playing at a high level, so I think I can continue to play. He never, ever suggested that the end could be near. He made it clear he loves playing, and he feels like he still played at a high level, so he continued to do that. This is more about remaining noncommittal. The Packers are in the friend zone.
Yeah.
The Packers are in the friend zone.
They are.
He's leaving them there. He's leaving them there.
Are they even cuddy buddies yet? Are they cuddy buddies?
Cuddle buddies?
Yeah, like
no.
Like you invite her over and Netflix and chill, and you know every once in a while you kind of splash and dip in the sauce.
You think
and then
it's that?
And then maybe like you know what, I think I like you again.
You think it's that?
Yeah, I think it's like
you think it's like boomerang.
It's like when you break up and then you start. You know what I mean? And then,
he really all about Robin Givens the whole time, but meanwhile,
yeah.
Like you think it's more?
No. That can be Denver. Denver can be Holly. Right now,
no. I think the Packers are. Right, aren't the Packers are more of the Halle Berry in this. But because you know that's the right thing.
He eventually stays with Holly.
But
I don't know. It could be that.
They were like he friend zoned her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No? Is that a bad analogy?
To the end.
Yeah. Still a hell of a movie. All right, 888-729-3776.
Have you ever got money left for you afterwards? Has a woman ever given you money?
Excuse me?
Oh, never mind. That's what happened. I thought you liked the movie because it was like with your life or something. I don't know. Never mind. Like, thanks, Alan. Thanks for the good time and just left a couple of dollars.
My American Gigolo? Is that what I'm doing now? Richard Gere?
Dirk Diggler.
Or Dirk Diggler. I'm going to leave that one alone too. Is Steph
respectfully
Curry the greatest shooter ever? He thinks so. You'll hear it in his words. Coming up next, Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Yeah, I sent you a picture of the toe, too. You can put it on our Twitter feed.
The College Football Playoff. Alabama-Cincinnati in the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic. Followed by Michigan-Georgia in the Capital One Orange Bowl.
Say my name. All the nights I've dedicated to the king.
Coverage begins at 2:30 Eastern New Year's Eve on ESPN Radio and on ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han. The audio file. The audio file.
Welcome back, Bart and Han. ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. And that music you hear means, Bart, it's time for
audio file.
I'll hit the gong anyway.
Audio files.
So we played this earlier. The audio's not great, but I think if you listen carefully, so here's what I want you to do. Turn up your radio or your smart speaker or smartphone or however you consume the show or your TV if you're watching on ESPN Plus, and just draw your ear close so you can really understand it. Because it is interesting, this point that Steph Curry got to last night after having the night that he had with the three-point record now in his pocket, that he could make a claim that others have made for him. You can listen to the question, and then you hear his response while he raises his fists to the air.
Just so we're clear, when people say, who is the greatest shooter of all time now?
I got that, baby.
Yeah. So basically, so just to be clear, when people say, who is the greatest shooter of all time now? He raised his fists, and then I got that baby, is what his response was. Meaning, yeah, I'm that guy.
He's that
I got
dude.
That title.
He's that dude, man. Yeah. I mean, if I got to get a two-pointer, I mean, I'm going to rip Hamilton. But, you know, I mean, three-pointers, definitely Steph Curry.
I mean, if you're going with the king of mid-range, it's probably DeMar DeRozan right now.
Better than Rip Hamilton?
Well, I mean,
Rip Hamilton? That's sacrilegious.
Is it?
Don't disrespect Rip Hamilton. He's a champion.
He is a champion. That is true. And you and your Detroit thing. More and more annoying. On the college game, on the college scene, we know that name, image, and likeness was going to change the landscape for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But did you know that it could also impact recruiting? Listen to Lane Kiffin from Ole Miss talking about how players are going to go where the money is. And it's ironic, isn't it?
Hasn't it always been that?
People really say it this way, but let's not make a mistake. I mean, we have free agency in college football. And the kids a lot of times go to where they're going to get paid the most. So no one else is saying that maybe, but, you know, the kids say, this is what I'm getting here for NIL, you know. And so what we really have, it is what it is, you know. Free agency has been created in college football. You know, I can go, except you can't lock people into a contract. You know, they can go at any time. So it's a new world that we're in, you know, and sometimes they want to come to you and say, I get this much money if I go there. So this is just a whole new thing to deal with.
You have a problem with this?
Oh, it's almost like coaches. Like that are built up at places like Cincinnati and all these other places. And where do they go? They go to the place with the most money. Oh, newsflash. So what? About time that it's an even playing field that, hey, if I'm not getting played here by this coach because he's got me sitting behind 3, 4, 5 other people or he don't like me,
you're missing,
I'm not playing.
I think you're missing the point here. The point is that what he's saying is where they get paid the most.
Yes.
Which now it's...
Makes sense.
Now it's legal.
Yes.
For a player to make money. So he's going to go to a place where there's a dealership, a car dealership, or whatever it is.
Every place got a dealership.
That's what I thought.
Every place got a big business.
That's kind of what
everybody has industry. Like, everybody has corporate sponsors at some place. Like, stop it. Like it's this is...
Well,
this,
maybe, does Lane Kiffin need to get out in the... In the town and
exactly, he needs to
go out some business.
He needs to go out and say, "Listen,
boosters?
We need your support." So now it's about the boosters because the boosters have always been there. The boosters used to give you a job on summertime where they were paying you more and you didn't even show up.
Did you have a job like that?
I went to Southern Illinois, man. What I'm going to do, Mary Lou's? I'm going to go slanging biscuits and gravy. You know what I mean?
Next week it's the fries.
You know what I'm saying? We didn't even have Hooters. We had Booters. Yeah, bootleg everything. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good though.
What is booters?
Hey, that money.
Instead
of breasts, it's butts.
Is that...
You know what I'm saying? Be honest. You know, if you want to know my preference, I prefer booters than hooters.
Respectfully.
Hey, phrasing.
Just saying. Sometimes the show just get too real for people. I just hope they can understand it. Listen to you.
I'm
in the car, man. Listen, Santa's real, man. Don't listen.
I'm enjoying every.
The words of Bart Scott does not reflect Mickey Mouse and Disney.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
I'm Disney After Dark. That's what they need. They need to get a Disney After Dark. Remember BET After Dark?
I don't.
Oh, man. Oh, some of the best
I remember
videos.
USA Up All Night.
Oh, man.
Do you remember USA Up All Night?
Yeah, but I'm talking about.
That got a little
dicey.
Eyes.
After Dark, yeah. BET, those videos used to be soft porn. Like, yo, like Tip Drill, Nelly's Trip Drill on BET After Dark. Uh-huh. Google it. Well, if you're not 16 old, don't Google it. But I'm telling you, Nelly Tip Drill After Dark. On BET After Dark, bruh.
Yeah.
And oh, man, hair popping on a headstand. Ludacris, legendary.
You ever see the video in the early 90s by the Divinyls?
Mm-mm. I'm going to the
Google name of the song is I Touch Myself.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was a video that definitely only After Dark on MTV.
Yo, exactly.
Like I said, things stick with you. Meanwhile, let's see.
So we're just done with phrasing, right? That's not a thing anymore?
Jerry Jones... Talking about, do we have time for this? We do.
Of course.
Talking about Dak Prescott's recent struggles. Remember, a week ago, it was that the receivers aren't running the right routes, and it's just not fair to him and all that other stuff. So on 105.3, The Fan, Jerry Jones comes to this realization about his star quarterback.
I don't want to say that slump, but that's probably fair. But it's such a multifaceted evaluation. But I would say that our offense is definitely away from where we were playing 5 and 6 games ago.
So
it's not. So it's
wouldn't
not
say team. Slump, but it's probably fair. And remember, the head coach said, "No, he's not in a slump."
This is the running backs?
So it's everything. At least the defense is right. That normally has been the issue for the Cowboys, but they got that right. Do you have faith that the Cowboys can figure this out and get that offense right? Because there's plenty of weapons there to get it right.
Yeah, man. Listen, everybody goes through slumps and, you know, teams adjust, defenses adjust. They just got to have their game plans right for when they go against opponents in the playoffs. That's really where you tighten down, guys biting down. They're really laser focused on the game plan, and they go out and execute. Right now, you know, there's a lot of moving pieces trying to incorporate people back in. I have no concerns with Dak Prescott.
What's the ultimate slump buster for him, though? You got to probably figure that part out, right?
I'm playing the Giants.
Wow. That could do it. Yeah. Sorry, Giants fans. That's Audio Files. ESPN Radio, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. If your pet is hurt in a car accident, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet expenses with free pet coverage. Visit Progressive.com. Ken has concerns for the Browns. Ken.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to say that altogether, the Browns basically have an entire starting side of offense or defense on the COVID list. And just about a month ago, this game was originally scheduled for Sunday. So if the league can move the game up one day for ratings, why can't they move it back to the original schedule to give players at least one more day to test negative?
Because
I know they said that they don't want to do that, but this is a quickly changing and unique situation, and I think it would be a fair thing to do.
No, we're not going to flex it out because they didn't change the game last year for the Broncos. They made
them
play.
We're also talking about days before, and you know, again, people bought tickets. Like, you got all that.
And we don't know if it's
arranged.
And we don't know if it's negligence, right? Really, they punished last year. They punished the Broncos because they, you know,
they made them use
a receiver, a quarterback, right?
Exactly.
I mean, and like you think about some of the other teams, it's your responsibility to make sure guys are doing the protocol. And that's what, you know, we had concern with. I mean, that's what the bubble was all about, too. So you don't change it. You know what I mean? It is what it is. And you have to find a way. It's been other teams. The Rams, they didn't move Monday Night Football.
Well, that literally was right before the game. Like, hours. What was it? Hours before the game that they found out about?
Yeah, Jalen Ramsey. But there was guys that had got in the protocol the week before.
Higbee?
You know, we talk about Minnesota, right? So you – That's why building.
No,
your
I don't
team,
think the league is going to do.
No,
anything
why would they ever do that? Why
are
they
going to just shut down, close? No, it's just we're gonna work through this,
full steam ahead,
play through this, and you know if you got guys that get it, you're just gonna have to figure it out, and so it could have an impact on the playoffs or at least playoff positioning.
Not messing up this TV money.
We certainly shall see. You're right. You're certainly about that. All right, Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Let's see. What do we have coming up? Because we have your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And we also – yes, that's exactly it. Today, Bart, significant day. Why? Because in the NBA now, pretty much everybody that doesn't have some type of no-trade clause – or there aren't any players that have the clause, but there are some players still restricted. Not many. Pretty much everybody can be traded now. Those who were signed in the offseason starting today can be traded. That's significant because that could set off now – what sounds like will be some movement on the trade front. What are some of the names available? Where could they go? We will discuss that coming up after I tell you this. We want you to join host Gautam Chopra as he explores what Tom Brady has meant to football and the world in Man in the Arena, a new podcast from ESPN Plus and Religion of Sports, a companion piece to Gautam's ESPN Plus docuseries. This 10-part podcast examines the improbable ripple effects of Brady's career, things that have forced us to rethink everything we thought we knew about time, hatred, perfection, even fate. The podcast brought to you by State Farm, ZipRecruiter, and Rocket Mortgage. Listen and follow Man in the Arena now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast, and stream the docuseries on ESPN+.
We're back on Thursday. We already told you who's a year away from their championship window opening, but who missed their window to win it all? That's Thursday morning. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
Back, Bart and Hahn, ESPN Plus, ESPN Radio. So, Bart, we talked recently about a new football movie that is out, the Kurt Warner story, and how
dude don't look nothing like Kurt Warner. He ain't even got the 5 o'clock shuttle right. They couldn't come somebody in. Can't you get fake movie beards? Like, and then his hair is not even spiky. Kurt Warner is known for the buzz cut with the spiky hair sticking straight up, man.
Yeah. There's that. Zachary Levi is playing the main role, and
is that the dude from Shazam?
He looks more like Jimmy Fallon.
Is that the dude from Shazam?
But he looks more like Jimmy Fallon. Like every time I see the trailer for this movie, American Underdog, the Kurt Warner story.
Hell of a spiral, though.
And Kurt Warner is a terrific guy. Like it's a great story, a great story. But then every time I see him, I'm like, is this a Jimmy Fallon story? Like I can't help it. So it's in movies now. We hope it does well.
Central casting needs to be fired for this one.
Yeah, I mean, I thought they thought maybe they came close. But anyways, that's out. So now there's a movie that is coming out in late January, and it's Home Team. Yeah, and it's based on true story of Sean Payton, the Saints head coach. If for some reason we need to do
something interesting about his life.
There must be.
We couldn't do like a 60 for 60 or a 30 for 30.
A 60 for 60?
Yes, we couldn't do it like a 60 for 60 for Sean Payton.
If you thought that Zachary Levi was an odd choice to play Kurt Warner, playing Sean Payton is Kevin James, the comedian.
What?
Hilarious actor.
Huge Jet fan.
And a New Yorker, a Jet fan.
Mall cop.
Right?
Mall
yes,
Blart.
Paul Blart.
About 300.
He trains. Like, he keeps himself in as best shape he can.
He's 300.
Yeah.
Sean Payton is, like, short, right? Like, that, I appreciate the movies, like, where the people get in the same shape.
Like, is it hard to watch a movie when the guy doesn't quite
And he's a comedian. And he's a comedian.
Yeah, but he's done some
but he's a comedian,
roles where he could be serious.
But he's a comedian. So when I see him, I think of Grown Ups. I think of Mall Blart. Like
Mall Blart?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think this is supposed to be a funny movie.
That's what I'm saying. It's just like Kevin Hart in his new Netflix series.
So it apparently is about the 2012 season when he was suspended for the role in Bounty Gate.
So are you serious? That's what this is about?
So I guess what this is.
Is that the apex?
So he just served as an offensive coordinator for his son's Pee Wee team, and that's what this is about. So I guess it's going to be a family fun kind of movie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's just like Little Giants or like with Will Ferrell and it's the soccer.
I don't know. Adam Sandler's a big part of this.
I need to see the trailer.
Happy Madison is the one that is putting this together, and it sounds like it could be hilarious.
He would have been better. He would have been a better fit. He can look closer to Sean Payton than okay. Well, all right. Never mind. Mama said if you can't say good things, don't say nothing.
Don't say anything at all?
I just don't. I have two
movies. You and I are going to go out. We're going to go see a movie.
Yeah.
Because that's not awkward enough. We're going to go to a movie.
Yeah.
Sit together, popcorn, all that. On the marquee is Kurt Warner story.
Yeah.
American Underdog.
Yeah.
Or Home Team, Sean Payton story. Which movie are we going to see? And we have to go, and those are the only two movies that are showing at the theater.
I'm going Home Team.
Are you?
And not even close. This whole like that should be on the Christian Network or Hallmark Radio.
That's
TV.
It's a great story, though.
But did you see the graphics?
What you're saying is you want to laugh, though.
Yes.
And you know, with Kevin James, we're gonna laugh. Guaranteed.
At least something. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's gonna be something where like he's blitzing little kids or doing some triple option pass. Like with Kurt Warner, we already know what's going on.
Right. You already know the ending.
Yeah.
We kind of know the ending.
Watching Muhammad Ali story. You already know he loses to beat Joe Frazier, all that stuff. Frommer.
All right. So that's it. We're going on a date. Coming up next. Welcome back. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. You know, thousands have been affected by southern and Midwest tornadoes, and if you'd like to help, please visit redcross.org/ESPN to help the Red Cross respond and help people recover from this disaster. And certainly something that we all want to see what we can do this time of year, especially always looking to help people. So if you can, please help. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go to Matt on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. Appreciate taking my call. I love the show.
Thank you.
I had a quick NBA trade idea to float. Just to
I
get
love
your
them. Let's
it.
Go. Trade machine. Bring it.
I don't like the Russell Westbrook-LeBron James fit.
Yep.
And I know.
I don't think LeBron likes it either.
Ben Simmons. What if the Lakers traded Westbrook for Ben Simmons and Seth Curry to also help them spread the floor and give them some defensive help?
Yikes. What's the benefit to the Sixers on this?
So the Sixers get a superstar in return, a guy that can add offense in addition to Joel Embiid.
Do you think Westbrook and Embiid would coexist well in the locker room together and on the court together, knowing Westbrook and his intensity?
I think they could do it on the floor. I didn't consider the locker room fit. I think they would fit on the floor. because Embiid doesn't need to be in the paint to be effective.
All right, let's bring in Pat Costello, our resident Philadelphia sports expert. And Pat, do you approve of a Simmons and Seth Curry for Westbrook?
Get him at yes.
So you
trade
give up
for, yes.
Seth Curry to you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Get Ben Simmons out. I'm done with him. Get him out. I'll take Russell Westbrook. I'll take a bag of basketballs for Ben Simmons at this point. Just get him out of Philadelphia, please.
Matt, well done. We have a trade.
Wow.
We have a trade. See, it's as easy as that. What wouldn't you take, Pat, for Ben Simmons? Because we can agree like something's going to happen pretty soon here. There's a lot of chatter. There are teams that are calling that are interested. What wouldn't you take? What is something that you'd say, I'm not taking that. I'm not taking a deal like that.
Like a $10 gift card to Chili's.
Like you honestly are just, you don't care.
No.
Because you know.
I'm done, man. I gave him the benefit of the doubt the entire time he was in Philadelphia. Gave him every single benefit of the doubt, and he burned us. So he's dead to me.
So let me ask you this. If it's an Eastern Conference team or an Atlantic Division team, you don't care? Like if you have to see him four times a year, it doesn't mean anything to you. You could care less.
No, actually, I would prefer that. Then we could boom out of the building so much that it would probably mentally fracture him again.
We really think it's that bad. How bad has it gotten? Were you a diehard Ben Simmons like supporter and now you're out? Or were you never really like that with him?
I wasn't going to buy the guy's jersey, but I was all the way in the sense that like I was trusting the process, and I thought that he was going to be a big part of us winning a championship.
Okay. All right. So you weren't. So what jersey were you ready to buy? Embiid?
I mean, if I had to, I would have bought Embiid, yeah.
Okay. Julius Randle for Ben Simmons. Would you do it?
Yesterday.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
So you honestly, you're taking anything?
Anything. I just want Ben Simmons out. I want him. I'm done with it. I don't need him part of my life anymore. Just get him out.
All right, Westbrook or McCollum, which one would you rather take? CJ McCollum. Which one?
CJ McCollum.
You would go CJ McCollum.
Yeah.
Now, why? What about Westbrook worries you?
By the way, 30 seconds. I don't think the fit with Embiid would be great on the court or in the locker room.
Hmm. Yeah, that's what I worry about too. But I think if anybody can handle it, it certainly is Doc Rivers. Interesting stuff. So, okay, so Ben Simmons, pretty much you're hearing it from a diehard Sixers fan. He doesn't care what it would take to get rid of him. But Westbrook could be on the block. What would it take to get him? What should the Lakers do? We'll discuss more next. Goodbye, ESPN Plus.
Goodbye.
This is Jay Williams from Keyshawn, Jay Will and Max, wishing you a happy holiday season from all of us here at ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.